Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It's the greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with every champion and carry champions to be a champion. Got a champion and carry champion, that girl you did it. Got a champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with.
Hey everybody, welcome to this very special edition. It's a March Madness edition of Naked, a bonus edition of Naked, something I wanted to give you all. I don't know if you remember me sharing this with you, family, but I went to Paris in November of last year to see Dawn Staley and the South Carolina Gamecocks play against Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish. And that was the very first time that a women's program, which was just basically emblematic of what's going on in women's sports, but it was the very first time a women's collegiate program was asked to travel to another country and play, because there were so many fans in France that wanted to see women's collegiate basketball. So why not have Dawn Staley do it? So me and a bunch of my girlfriends, I call them the Machetes. Shout out to the Machetes. It's Jamel Hill, Angela Rye, Joy Reid, Tiffany Cross, Aaron Haynes, Latasha. Goodness grief. Latasha Brown. There's so many. I have so many friends. I'm making sure. Oh, and Alicia Garza. How could I ever forget her? We all decided. Sunny did not come. Sunny Hoyson's in the crew, but Sunny did not come. And we all decided to watch Dawn Staley play. And it was very important for us black women, to go out and support this black woman who's been doing amazing things. But it got me to thinking, as we head into March Madness, I've been watching women's ball all season long, and I have questions. I wonder why Kim Mulkey, who is the current reigning championship coach at LSU, is able to get away with some of the things she's able to get away with. I wonder if, in fact, she looked like Dawn Staley, would she be able to get away with some of the things that she could actually, that she's doing right now? I don't think so. Maybe, but I don't think so. Because I've watched Dawn Staley's career, and I know that she ultimately has worked up to this point where she has now received her flowers and the respect that she deserves. But dare I say she's been excellent for the better part of a decade in terms of coaching. And she has just, to me, in my opinion, started to get the recognition that she deserves. But she still handles herself and also her players with a beautiful amount of elegance and ease, but still grit. And slowly but surely, she is chipping away at the Gino Auriemmas of the world, the UConns of the world. And what was once, because UConn is still a very powerful program, but what was once a dominating program is no more. And that is because of Dawn Staley. My opinion, you don't have to agree. But yet and still, her players are criticized. Yet and still, the way in which she coaches is often criticized. And she still is questioned. But yet we have somebody like Kim Mulkey, who is also decorated. But Kim Mulkey is allowed to say and do whatever she wants. Kim Mulkey, you guys know this, is the head coach at LSU. I keep saying that. She is a white woman who has really proven herself. She's an excellent coach. But when I tell you she has no etiquette, her behavior on the sidelines to me is unacceptable. How she talks to reporters to me is unacceptable if she isn't happy. The things that she says to me are unacceptable. Terms, ideas, unacceptable. But she's allowed to get away with it because there is this thought that, oh, that's just Kim. That's just how she is. That's just Kim. That's just how she is. She comes from a different school. She's old school. I'm old school. I wouldn't be able to get away with that. And while that's neither here nor there, as we head into this March Madness tournament and you watch these teams fight their way through the bracket, win or go home, I predict that Dawn Staley will win a chip. I really do. I think, in fact, the final, and I'm going to call it right now, will be Dawn Staley's South Carolina Gamecocks taking on Caitlin Clark's Iowa team, right? I won't even say the name of the head coach. I'll just say it's Caitlin Clark's Iowa's team. I think it'll be a rematch of the semifinal from last year in which Dawn Staley and her team had to go home. Iowa won. It was shocking. But I do think this time Dawn Staley will come out on top. All the while, though, I ask you to watch LSU. Not so much the players, because shout out to Angel Reese and Flauche and all of those great players on the team that I absolutely love. But I want you to watch Kim Mulkey and her interaction and how she behaves and see if there is another coach, a single coach, especially in the women's game, that behaves that way. That's my challenge for you. Now, I'll give you a little recap on why this is interesting to me, because I plan to show how sports is at the intersection of civility. Sports is at the intersection of race. Sports is at the intersection of politics. Sports is at the intersection of culture. Sports represents so many different things. I had an opportunity a year or so ago to interview Dawn Staley. It was right after she got her record-breaking deal, making her one of the highest paid women's coaches ever in the sport. And she talked to me, rather, about how difficult it was for her to get here. She took the stairs, not an escalator. This goes back to her entire collegiate career. This episode is I Have Questions. Take a listen.
You have to think, in 1992, when I graduated from Virginia, I was College Player of the Year. During that same year, Larry Johnson, grandmama, was the College Player of the Year. He signed an $80 million contract. I signed, and it wasn't right after college. Like, basketball season had started probably in September. So I'm home with a retail job, and I wasn't very good at it. Good at.
So, by way of background, I want you all to know I am coming in here with questions and also an agenda. Don Staley to me can do no wrong, so I'm already biased, and I'm being fair about my how biased I am. But last year when she lost to Kim Mulkey, and she wasn't able to make it to the championship, actually, when she lost to Kim Mulkey, I remember thinking, oh, what a bummer. She lost in the semifinals. And I remember thinking, what a bummer. I really wanted to see her go far. I really wanted to see her. She made it to the final four, but I wanted to see her win another chip. And it just wasn't Dawn's season. Yeah, she didn't have the personnel. There was Kim Mulkey, who was a very decorated coach who's already won championships in her own right. Everyone respects her. But she had these two really beautiful players, several players, actually. I'm not even just two, but Angel Reese was the headliner. You all know who Angel Reese is. She was the headliner. And it ended up being in the championship, Iowa versus LSU. So the headliner for LSU was Angel Reese. The headliner for Iowa was Caitlin Clark. And it was black and white, literally. Angel Reese is black. Caitlin Clark is white. And it all came to a head in the championship game when LSU ended up winning. But Angel Reese decided to taunt and tease her given right as a winner, as a champion, I believe, won Caitlin Clark. And the optics did not sit well for so many people. They were like, why is this big black girl chasing down this white girl on the court? She is a poor winner. This is not good sportsmanlike conduct. Why is she behaving this way? And Angel Reese took to the microphone when it was all said and done with her championship trophy and her championship gear and said, listen, y'all been calling me ghetto and this all year long. And that's just not true. She was like, I am a good person and I will not adhere to this narrative because I won. Take a listen.
I don't fit the narrative. I don't fit in the box that y'all want me to be in. I'm too hood. I'm too ghetto. Y'all told me that all year. But when other people do it, y'all don't say nothing. So this was for the girls that look like me, that's going to speak up on what they believe in. It's unapologetically you. It was bigger than me tonight.
So the scene is set. Everyone wants to see more of Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. Everyone wants to see more of this battle. It's reminiscent of Larry Bird taking on Magic Johnson. It's reminiscent of that particular rivalry because the color lines are clear. It is a black girl taking on a white girl. It's just that simple. And so now we're locked in because there's true rivalry. Now, these ladies have handled themselves as they should. Kudos to Angel. Kudos to Caitlin. They don't even adhere to the narrative that we've created in different arenas, in different groups, in different analysts, if you will, weighing in on this. They haven't even fed into that narrative. They want to play ball. Angel's aware of it, but they still want to play ball. But here is where my problem begins and ends, and I'll start with a series of questions. As of late, Kim Mulkey has always been a firecracker, the way she dresses, the way she handles herself on the court. But the questions that I ask myself are really simple. If she were black, would she be able to get away with what she's doing? If Kim Mulkey were black, could she behave the way in which she behaves? Could she say the things that she says without the media holding her accountable or saying that what she says is inappropriate? I say no. Most recently, Angel Reese, LSU, Kim Mulkey, taking on Dawn Staley, South Carolina, and her team. It was for the SEC championship. It's a conference championship. It's what you want before you get ready to go to this tournament that is happening today. Dawn and her team won, but it got heated. One of Kim Mulkey's players, Flauge, who I love, talented player, also a rapper, super smart, didn't like what happened in the game, and she started pushing people around. She pushed one person, pushed another person, and then one of Dawn Staley's players pushed her. This 6'7" center, big girl, pushed her. She fell on her ass. And this is what Kim Mulkey had to say.
No one wants to see that ugliness. But I can tell you this. I wish she would have pushed Angel Reese. Don't push a kid. You 6'8". Don't push somebody that little. That was uncalled for, in my opinion. Let those two girls that were jawing, let them go at it.
My question is, if she were a black head coach in that very same position, could she get away with that type of behavior? Conversely, when Don's player pushed Flauge down, this is what Don had to say.
You know, I just want to apologize to the basketball community. You know, when you're playing in championship games like this, in our league, things get heated. No bad intentions. They just try, their emotions got so far ahead of them that sometimes these things happen. So I want to apologize for us playing a part in that, because that's not who we are and that's not what we're about. But I'm happy for the players that were able to finish the game and get us another championship.
Her response is emblematic of the type of coach she is. She assumed responsibility. She said this happens often when things are heated, but it's still not okay. And I went up to Flauge and she apologized to me and I apologized to her, and things got a little out of control. Don handled it like such a G, and it didn't get out of control in terms of the media. They couldn't hold Don accountable and say, get your players, they're thugs, they're this, they're that. Don stopped the narrative before it began, because she is your favorite coach's coach. She is all of our favorite coach. She is truly a legend. And she's also aware of the optics because she is a black woman. And I don't want to divide anybody, but can someone help me? Because I have some questions. Why is Kim Mulkey allowed to say and do what she wants and talks in such a disrespectful way? She says she has a pure heart. She says she doesn't mean to do anything wrong. She's very kind-hearted. She just says what she says. That is a luxury that I'm sure Don Staley doesn't have. That is a luxury that other head coaches, black or white, in this business, in this women's game more specifically, they just do not have. And I watch as the media, myself included, we don't hold Kim Mulkey accountable. Why don't we say, hey, Kim Mulkey, what you said is problematic? Hey, Kim Mulkey, you say things often that are problematic. I'm really curious as to why this legend, because she is in her own right, this legend in the business can move the way she moves without anyone holding her accountable. Take a listen to Kim when asked if she was inappropriate.
And it's so out of control with the media right now. You don't get this much attention when men do it. So why do you keep writing it about the women? It really comes across, and I'll just say it comes across as a little bit sexist.
With that being said, as we embark on this tournament, my hope obviously is that my team, UCLA, my team, go Bruins, I hope you all win. But I want you all to pay attention to the storylines. Pay attention to Kim Mulkey and her players. Pay attention to Dawn Staley and her players. I'm telling you, as an eyewitness, I've watched Dawn go up to her players and tell them to act right, to behave, to represent the school a certain way. I've watched her do that, because she wants these women to grow up not only to be great players, but to be great role models, to be great leaders on and off the court. She holds her players accountable. She wouldn't dare say, I wish she would have tried that with Angel Reese. She wouldn't dare incite another fight, if you will, as Kim Mulkey did. And I wonder why that is okay. I don't know. Food for thought, questions that I'd like you to ask yourself as you watch this tournament. With that being said, though, congratulations to the sport, because it is growing in leaps and bounds. It is growing. More people are watching women's sports than ever. And I am so grateful that we are at a time where we can watch this revolution. And it is because we needed our storylines and we needed our characters. Caitlin Clark, we thank you. There are people, though, I mean, if I'm being honest with you, as I pause, and I pause on purpose, there are people who will say Caitlin Clark is great, and I'm glad that she was able to bring this type of attention, this mainstream attention. But we cannot forget the Lynette Woodwards of it all. Lynette Woodward was on this podcast, Pearl Moore, if you will. There are so many legends that started this game, this women's basketball game at the collegiate level, and brought so much attention to it, but they did not get this mainstream attention. And that's okay, because we're here to give them their flowers. While I do believe Caitlin Clark's a great shooter and she's helped advance this sport, there were others who did it before her. And we should start acknowledging them. Here on Naked, we had Lynette Woodard on, and we re-aired that podcast. You guys should go back and listen to it. She talks about the differences between then and now. And gosh, they're so great and vast. There was no NIL. There was no WNBA. And when I tell you, that is the point of growing the game. There's no bitterness. There is no issue left behind. I believe Lynette is getting her just due now. People are acknowledging her. She has a documentary. People are paying attention to what she did for this sport. And I appreciate that. But the point of everything is to make progression, to progress, to be better, to be more. That is what is happening now with women's college sports. More specifically, I'm talking about basketball. And so to all of those who went before us and had to deal with the less than, we appreciate you so we can have more now. I hope you guys enjoy this tournament. I ask you to watch the sport for what it is. But I also want you to know there's still so much more growing to do. There's still so much more that needs to be said about this sport, and there are still so many more that we need to be holding accountable. The way that you used to do this sport, the way that you used to coach this game, the way that you used to play this game is changing. And I would say you should be held accountable. I'm choosing my words carefully because there are people who enjoy watching Kim Mulkey, and they know that she's a legend and they think she's done so much for the sport. I know what she's done for the sport. But two things can be true. The other part is yes, and yes, she's a legend, and she still, to me, can be problematic in her interviews and the way in which she treats her players and talks about other players. The way in which she handles her interviews. She pouts. She's angry. She's mean. She doesn't even try to pretend like she's not. There's no common courtesy. Why is that okay? Why does she have that right? When others learn to control their emotions, other coaches learn to give interviews, other coaches learn to say what they should say, why does she not need to learn how to be? Because this is who she is? Is that acceptable? Questions I'm asking. Help me. Help me. Can you help me? I appreciate you guys for listening. It means a lot to me. I got to go back to watch these games, but I want to update my bracket. I'm so glad that I can update my bracket. And this comes out just in time. I did not put UCLA, my alma mater, in the Final Four. Please forgive me. I just couldn't see my team getting past Iowa. Say what you want about Caitlin Clark. I do believe there's a little extra ice on her in terms of people are so happy because she is a white woman who can play well. I do believe she's getting more media attention. And I do believe that's not a bad thing in the sense that she has brought more attention to this game for women. But I just don't think UCLA can get past her. She's arguably one of the better shooters, if not best shooter, that we've seen in a long time in the women's game. And by a long time, I mean within the last decade. I don't want to disrespect the Lynette Woodards of the world or the Pearl Moores, but she has really amplified this game in a different level. So shout out to Caitlin Clark. Shout out to my UCLA Bruins. I just don't see you guys making it past Iowa. And I do see Iowa meeting South Carolina in the championship game, as mentioned, and Dawn Staley getting a win, avenging the loss of last year to Iowa. Those are my hot takes. If you are watching March Madness, we got a couple of weeks. Please weigh in. Tell me your thoughts. Get back to me. And I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to Naked.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.